fluffy bread, fresh tortillas, classic burger buns, and so many carbs. Carb fear is real, but Hero Bread makes healthier versions of the carb-heavy favorites we love most. We're talking fewer calories, 0 to 2 grams net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, and seriously, great taste. Made from a new recipe using heart-healthy olive oil and resistant wheat starch that acts as a prebiotic fiber to promote gut health, Hero Bread products have more of the dietary fiber and protein you want without the net carbs and sugar you don't. There's something for every craving. Sliced bread loaves, buns, and tortillas, plus monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites with no compromise. Like the 2 gram net carb Hero croissant or the 1 gram net carb Hero cheddar biscuit. Don't skip out on your favorites. Just use Hero Bread. Get 10% off your order at hero.co with code HEROPOD at checkout. That's HEROPOD at HERO.co.
Only reason that we can get up this early and look remotely halfway decent is because of GenuCell.
Right.
That's the only reason, you guys.
Right,
and they have amazing fluff butter technology.
It is.
I think we've mentioned it. The fluff butter. There's also plant cell stem cell technology in there.
Plant cell.
It's
whatever.
Fluff butter.
It is all about the
and
fluff
that
butter.
Is specifically in their XV cream, which you should absolutely try, their GenuCell XV wrinkle treatment. But right now, I do not know how long this special that they're running is going to last. So now is the time that you want to jump on it, because if you go to lovegenucell.com/chicks, lovegenucell.com/chicks, it's going to show you the different packages that they have. And if you buy any package, doesn't matter which one, 50% off if you use that specific website. Mm-hmm. That is amazing.
Yeah.
If you stock up.
If you've been hesitating and you just want to try them, do it now. It's like such a great deal to get 50% off. And y'all, I'm being serious. Like, I've noticed a huge difference. And I also use like their little, they have like a jawline thing. I have like the saggy sags because I'm, you know, I'm getting older. It's just, and I don't put any of that crap in my face. You know what I mean? I don't.
The injections, you mean?
I don't do any of the stuff, you know, right. I don't do that stuff. So, yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, I'm probably gonna like look like a leather bag at some point. But anyways, this stuff has helped like tremendously. So I'm just putting it out there. You know, it's good stuff. It really is.
Yeah,
it's like liquid gold.
My favorite is the spa package, because that has like this really good cleanser, the toner that I like. But all of their products are amazing. No matter which package you choose, you're gonna walk away with like a basket full of awesome and fluff butter technology. So lovegenucell.com/chicks. That's where you want to go. Check out the packages. Choose one. You're going to thank us. We promise. Good morning.
Morning.
I have an email from I don't know who, because it does not have a name. And the email address doesn't really give a hint at the name. So I have an email. I promise it's legit. I'm not making it up, right? And I have all my notes on it. But it says, "Hi, Mock and Daisy. I just wanted to let you know I ordered a 6-month food supply from My Patriot Supply on July 30th, and I got my shipment today, August 4th. The 6-month supply equals about a 5-week supply for myself, my husband, and my 3 kids. The poor UPS guy had to lug 4 heavy boxes up to my front porch. Each box had 3 buckets of food in them. My 16-year-old daughter helped me pack them down to the basement, and we got it all organized. Thank you so much for suggesting My Patriot Supply. I can't wait to shop some of their other emergency preparedness items. I shopped around to other preparedness companies, and My Patriot Supply has them all beat on price. The best thing is the peace of mind that I have at least a month of food for my family if shit hits the fan, and that it will last for 25 years. Mock,
true.
I am tempted to open a bucket and find the banana chips." You should.
You totally should.
So, thank you to whoever it was that sent that email. And you're absolutely right. It does feel like a huge peace of mind to have that food supply on hand. And right now, everybody listening and watching can get 25% off a 4-week emergency food kit if you go to preparewiththechicks.com.
Chicks. Yeah, you guys should
prepare
do that.
Prepare with the chicks.
You should totally do that, because this is the time to do it. Things are crazy.
Things are crazy. And the S is really about to hit the fan, seems like, right?
Yeah.
Do you guys mind if I step away and grab my coffee?
She just needs her coffee. You guys, we can like do it
today.
Okay, go ahead. We'll do a sing-along. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, do a sing-along. Okay.
Okay, what do you guys want to sing? You want to sing Hot for Teacher? What do you want to sing? Maybe Van Halen? What do you guys want to sing this morning? What are we singing? Nobody's... Javon is like, go for it. I heard that last night and my daughter was in the car and she was like, mommy, what movie is this from? I'm like, honey, it's not from a movie. It's just a classic song. She's like, what's it called? I said, Hot for Teacher. And then I immediately thought to myself, I'm the worst mother ever. I'm doing things
wrong. I missed the first part.
We were listening to Hot for Teacher in the car last night. And it was just on a local radio station. And of course, I started cranking it up as we're driving back from our friend's ranch. And my daughter, you could tell she kind of liked the song a little bit, but she was just like, what movie is this from? And and I was like, it's not from a movie. It's just a really kick butt song. And she's, what's the name of it?
Hot for Teacher.
I'm doing parenting.
It was really
all
hot
right,
in that classroom.
Guys.
That's what that meant. It was just a hot
right.
classroom.
And then I did say CNews. I did say, I was like, yeah. And the guitarist just passed away. I'm like, so that's, and I go, and then I said, try to divert, you know, cause you're always like divert. And I said, and then he named his kid Wolfgang after, you know, Mozart. And then we had a discussion about that. So I try to make it a learning session. Parenting.
Did you
guys.
Just say, listen, it was really hot in the classroom. It was hot for the teacher. It was hot for her.
It was hot for her.
Teacher.
It was hot. It was so, it was Texas. It's a Texas classroom.
Right.
Hot for her.
If you did not see his response to both Biden and Psaki telling him that if he's not going to lead on COVID, he needs to get out of the way. I saw this clip yesterday and I promptly sent it to Daisy and said I basically climaxed when I saw this.
Just the clip. Just the clip. I was like,
totally
inappropriate. And then I was like, well, I got to run and climax with you.
This is why I love you, because that is what you said.
I did.
You're like, well, obviously I have to do that too.
Obviously I gotta go with you and do that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You guys, this is why he needs to be president. Okay. Mm-hmm. Watch.
Give me a break. And so I think the question is we can either have a free society or we can have a biomedical security state. And I can tell you, Florida, we're a free state. People are going to be free to choose to make their own decisions about themselves, about their families, about their kids' education, and about putting food on the table. And Joe Biden suggests that if you don't do lockdown policies, then you should, quote, get out of the way. But let me tell you this, if you're coming after the rights of parents in Florida, I'm standing in your way. I'm not going to let you get away with it.
Big, big balls, big ones. Huge.
If you're trying to deny kids a proper in-person education, I'm going to stand in your way and I'm going to stand up for the kids in Florida. If you're trying to restrict people, impose mandates, if you're trying to ruin their jobs and their livelihoods and their small business, if you are trying to lock people down, I am standing in your way and I'm standing for the people of Florida. So why don't you do your job? Why don't you get this border secure? And
yeah.
Until you do that, I don't want to hear a blip about COVID.
Not
me.
A blip.
Thank you.
Not one blip.
And then look at that. It's just like mic drop, right? He just walks off.
Yeah.
Oh, God, love him.
Get the damn border secure. God, you senile old man. Just get it secure. I'm so sick of this. I'm so sick. You okay over there? You all right? She's getting the vapors, you guys. The vapors. As they would say.
It is hot in this classroom. That's all I gotta say. It is hot in this classroom.
It is. Uh-huh.
Anyway, that was like, that absolutely made my day. Now, of course, it made like Ron resign or something. I don't even remember what trended on Twitter. But amazingly, there are people who don't like him. And I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Well, those are the people that are there in love with the government telling them what to do. These are the sheep. These are the people that don't understand how this country was founded. They're very ignorant. They love it. They love this. These are the people like, you know, I mean, I would imagine it's the same people like Jennifer Aniston probably hates him. Jennifer Aniston is the same kind of person that picks her friends based on whether or not they've been vaccinated. I mean, these are like, that's insanity. You guys saw that yesterday. I mean, I saw that story and I'm just like, who does this? Like, who goes around and says, have you been vaccinated? Well, we can't, if you haven't, we can't be friends. You know, it's like, this is what these people are doing now. This is sheer insanity. Like, we've reached full insanity in this country where some of these people believe this and then they hate you if you didn't put a shot in your arm.
Yeah.
What?
And like, people are like disowning members of their own families. Right. I mean, it's crazy.
It
how
is
people
crazy
are right now.
It's insane. And it's because of all the stuff that's been put. And then they claim, you know, she'll claim, well, I mean, you've just been misinformed. You're ignorant. If you don't get it, you're misinformed. Really? Okay. Tell that to the guy from the, is it the Offspring that's been kicked out of the band because he can't get it. I mean, how does she feel about him?
And he's had COVID. He has natural immunity to it.
Right. I mean, it's insanity.
I know. It is. It's just completely whack. And amazingly, Rob told me yesterday that in a recent poll, now granted, it was like some local Florida poll, like it wasn't like a big polling agency, but still, there was a poll that showed that Charlie Crist is polling ahead of DeSantis right now. And I'm like, Charlie Crist is a lizard. Why would anybody be thinking that he, and he's been every party. Like he's switched parties back and forth 100 times.
What poll was this?
For the next governor race.
I know, but what, do you know what, who did the polling?
Oh, it was like a Florida city. I don't remember the cities. Like, I can't remember. St. Petersburg, like, maybe, I don't remember.
Okay. I don't trust it. Do you trust it?
Well, of course, because, but the fact that it was even, that there are even people in Florida who are living in that free state and they don't appreciate
Governor
DeSantis has done.
And they don't want the freedom. It's like, why would you not want that? Like, you're living, maybe it's because maybe it's the same, you know, premise as Americans living in America and hating America, right?
Yeah.
It's like, you don't understand how freaking good you have it. What is wrong with you? It's like, be grateful that you live in a free America, because it is free for all intents and purposes. I mean, at least for now. But I mean, but when you live in Florida or you live in South Dakota or you live in Texas, you know, like, I'm getting ready to travel this weekend for our son's wedding. And I'm kind of like, oh, crap, are we going to have to wear masks? Are we going to have to do all this? Because I've been living in Texas where I literally threw all my masks away. I mean, I don't wear them. So
well, you need one for the flight.
Right.
Definitely.
I'm going to need one. I know. We're all going to have to wear them for the flight. I mean, like, my 11-year-old is just like, oh, God, Matt. I mean, she hates them. And so do I. So, I mean, it's like, this is the thing. It's like, you take it for granted when you live in a state where it is pretty free. And then if you go to one of these other states that sucks, and then you're like, God, this totally sucks. So, you know, maybe those people just don't understand how good they have it.
Well, I guess they don't. I mean, I just cannot believe that his approval rating isn't 100%. I just don't get it. Like, to me, it's just unfathomable that people, because it's not like he's taking choices away from people. If you want to wear a mask and stay at home in Florida, freaking do it.
Yeah.
What the hell?
I mean, right. Be a hermit. Nobody's stopping you from being a hermit. Go for it. That's the thing. But I felt that way a year ago. Nobody was stopping any of those people when we lived in Indiana. Nobody was stopping any of those people from staying in your house, wearing a mask by yourself with your dog and being a hermit. Do it. You know, I mean, go ahead and do it. It doesn't affect my life. I'm not affecting you. You're not affecting me. And frankly, you know, I stayed away. I mean, I would keep my distance from people and I'd use the hand sanitizer and do all the things. But I mean, for the most part, it's like, just live your life. If everybody would just live their life and be normal, rational adults and do all the things, we'd be fine. But I guess people can't do, they want to be told what to do. They want so badly.
And they
want
to be scared. Apparently. Right. I mean, they just get off on the fear porn. Fauci yesterday was on some TV show, like all doom and gloom and his normal Eeyore self, basically saying that he's super worried about the trajectory because he definitely believes that these next variants are going to be vaccine resistant. So really good messaging there, Fauci. Why don't you have people give them even more reason to not want to get the vaccine? Because you're already basically saying to the unvaccinated, oh yeah, these next variants that are coming, vaccines aren't going to help. So what's the point?
Right.
He is the worst thing he's been one of the worst things about this entire hullabaloo.
Yeah. And I can't believe he's still there and he's making the most money in the federal government still.
Oh my God. That's not
still. Yeah.
Ugh. I also have a an email from Kimberly St. Clair about pillows. I don't think, look at this. First of all, do you see how long it is?
Oh my gosh.
I'm not going to read the whole thing. But the reason it's long is because she has, I think, everything that MyPillow has ever created in the history of ever. Everything.
I love it.
She says that it all started back when we first mentioned in one of our morning videos that people were trying to cancel Mike Lindell and MyPillow.
Right.
And so she talked to her husband about it. They decided, okay, now's the time that we're going to order pillows. They did that. And then she told her husband, did you know that they have dog beds? They went ahead and got a dog bed. Then they relocated to Texas. I'm not sure where. But they relocated to Texas and they were like, well, we need a new bed. So they not only got a new MyPillow bed, they also got a bed frame, which I didn't even know that MyPillow had bed frames.
I didn't either. That's so cool. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And then because that was such a big order, because they got the frame and they got the mattress, they got they were offered a set of sheets and two pillows for free. So now they have the sheets. They now have guest room pillows. And then they bought the towels, which she just absolutely raved about.
Yeah, they're
fantastic. They bought the slippers and she bought herself some of the loungewear.
Oh, my gosh. I'm surprised she's not in a commercial for them.
Right? Right. I mean, that is freaking incredible.
It is amazing.
You know, she saved a ton of money because she used code when she called 800-875-0513 or went to mypillow.com.
I got to check out this bed frame thing. I got to do that.
Right?
I didn't know that was a thing. Yeah. How did I know
that? I had no idea.
No,
I had no idea.
But
that's, I mean, that's saying something, man. She has everything. So that is really, really, really cool.
Fluffy bread, classic burger buns, and so many carbs. Carb fear is real, but Hero Bread makes healthier versions of the carb-heavy favorites we love most. We're talking fewer calories, 0 to 2 grams net carbs, zero sugar, and seriously great taste. Plus, more of the dietary fiber and protein you want with no compromise. Don't skip out on your favorites. Just use Hero Bread. Get 10% off your order at hero.co with code HEROPOD at checkout.
Can I take a moment of personal privilege, if I may, just to update folks on my knee? Because someone asked about that in the chat that I saw yesterday. So I went to the doctor yesterday. Guess what I have?
What?
I have early onset arthritis.
I mean, I want to feel sorry for you, but I mean, I have like severe osteoporosis, so... A little bit of arthritis. You're fine. You're fine.
Well, he said that basically the goal. So I'm losing all the cartilage, right? That's basically what that means is that my cartilage is for crap. And so what they're saying, they're just going to manage. It's just a managing pain as it happens kind of thing. And
right.
I have to do physical therapy, which I already am scheduled for today.
They always make you do physical therapy. Do you really need to do physical therapy?
Yes.
Do you really?
Because
really?
I have to figure out the specific exercises to strengthen the parts of my knee that I don't ordinarily pay attention
to.
And it really does help. I'm a huge physical therapy proponent.
Okay.
And I love the guy that I go to. So he's really good. And so it'll be great. So anyway, I'm doing that. But he said that basically new knees are inevitable.
I will be having
knee replacements.
I was just going to say that. Why don't you just get a new knee? Like I got like.
Because they don't last. They last what? Like 20 years. So they want to wait to give
like
them
60?
To you for as long as possible.
Right. What, just wait till you're like 60. Yeah, because I feel like one day I'll eventually have to get new hips. And I'm like, bring it. Bring on the new hips. I mean, it's like, that would be fantastic. Because I want to be bionic. Like, I want to be like basically from here down. I just want to be completely bionic. That's what I aspire to be. And it's like, it'll be like,
we will rebuild her.
You know? And then eventually.
Better, faster, stronger.
Right. And then eventually I'll cave in and start looking like a cat and you guys won't recognize me and I'll be bionic from like here down. And then I'll just like start getting a bunch of plastic surgery. I'll like look like a cat, right? That's it. You know,
don't do it. Don't be a cat.
Start shooting stuff into my face and like, you know,
you don't need to because of Chamonix. So
that's right. That's so true. That's so true. I don't need to. Y'all can see all the wrinkles and everything that are happening, but it's making it like so much better. But that's true. Listen, just get it replaced, Ma. Get it replaced.
Well, I will. I just, you know, I want to put it off for as long as I can, but ultimately I will.
Hey, Kimberly made a good comment. She says she wants new thighs. Can they do a thigh replacement? I'd like new thighs. I'd like new thighs and I'd like a new ass. Can they do an ass replacement? Because I liked my ass when I was like 28, 30. Not so much. I mean, we're friends, Matt, and I kind of like, we'll get to Ashley Judd in a second. Ashley Judd is like best friends with her. What is her leg? I'm channeling Ashley Judd and I'm friends with my ass. But, are we going to talk about Ashley Judd? Are we going to talk about the crazy
thing? Hell yeah. You guys. So do you remember when she broke her leg in a bunch of places and she's been off of her feet for a long time? So now she's just announced that she's back to walking, which, you know, congrats. Like, that's awesome.
Ashley is walking. Ashley's walking.
Ashley, are you walking?
Are you walking, Ashley? Where are you walking in the woods? Why are you walking in the woods?
But it's the way that she wrote her update that just makes me want to punch a wall. Because one talks like this.
It's so long. You mean read a little bit of it?
Please.
Okay. Dear friends, it is with reverence and quiet awe that I offer this update. Today.
Who says that? Okay, just stop. We got to unpack and untangle
We can't unpack and untangle the whole thing. It'll take us like 5 years. but I'm going to so like, if I have to give a toast at the wedding this weekend, I'm going to go, it is with reverence and quiet awe that I bless your marriage. I hiked in the Swiss National Park, stepping in. I felt in my ease, my natural garment of self, at home in my spirit. My leg and foot worked beautifully. I walked uphill on uneven surfaces for an hour confidently and came down carefully and easily. I rested in a meadow on God's fecund earth for hours. The next day, I walked again on a high alp of Ticino, working hard and feeling how much stamina I have to rebuild. This is the road ahead, but I am up to the daily tasks as I am even carrying firewood into our alpine hut. Okay, so then she thanks her doctors, blah, blah, blah. And then she says, my leg will never be the same. She is a new leg and I love her. We are buddies.
I cannot.
I know, she loves her leg.
What in the world?
Yeah, she loves her leg. They're buddies. That's why I say I still, you know, I'm friends with my butt, right? So you got to, apparently, according to Ashley Judd, you got to be buddies with your body parts. You got to be buddies.
Also, why? What is this?
I don't know. I don't know.
This is just the strangest way to update people on your recovery. With quiet reverence and quiet awe and fecund earth.
It just shows though, because she has all this time and all of this money. It just shows her privilege, doesn't it? I think it shows her privilege that she's able to do this and be in this place. Like,
well, she lives in the Alps.
She probably has like a second and third home someplace too. I think she has a home in like Tennessee and then a home someplace. But I mean, it just shows you like the privilege of these people where they're able to do this and not work. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so she's like basically talking about her reverence and quiet awe. It's like, well, that's nice. But people who get injured, you know, regular everyday people, like, you know, us normal people, If we were hurt like that, kind of like your knee thing, you still have to get up and go to a job every day. You know, you're not able to walk and sit in a quiet meadow on God's fecund earth for hours. You know,
so and even if I were, I wouldn't use the word fecund.
Fecund.
I wouldn't use it.
Just use the word fertile. You know,
just say fertile, like a normal person,
or just don't. Just don't. Just don't say anything. You know?
You know what I would have said if I had been in her shoes? I would have been like, you guys, look, I can walk. Thanks so much to my doctors for all their help. Yay.
Right.
That would have been it.
Hey, look at my boot. You know, I would. You want to sign it? Yeah.
Speaking of Ashley Judd, remember how involved she was with Time's Up, that whole movement,
yes,
like the legal fund
remember.
To help women and accused or accusing people of sexual harassment?
Isn't that the one where she got up on a stage and she was like, I'm a nasty woman? Wasn't that it?
I think that was before. She did Nasty Woman well before Time's Up. But
isn't that
she
was nasty woman. That was the whole movement though, right? That was the whole.
Oh yeah, the pussy hats, the all of it. Yeah.
Right.
So
yes, I do remember.
The Time's Up co-founders, and again, this is an organization Ashley Judd is hugely involved with. The Time's Up co-founders, apparently it was just discovered as part of that whole AG report from New York. They helped Cuomo's team draft up letters trying to discredit one of the accusers. So much for defending women who are accusing people of sexual harassment or assault. No. They are the ones that helped put together Oppo research to try to discredit one of the accusers. That's time's up for you.
They are so helpful to women, aren't they? They're so for women, unless they're accusing Democrats of sexual harassment and or right. conservative women.
Right.
And or women that are, you know, conservative and pro-life and or, you know, anybody that they just don't want to have in their inner circle. But then everybody else, all the other women, they're for.
That's fine.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That is all fine.
That's feminism in a nutshell, you guys. Feminism is a complete joke these days.
It really is. Yeah. It's just ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I just read an article that said that Mexico is suing United States gun manufacturers for making too many guns that get into the hands of horrible people in Mexico.
Oh, God. That is...
That was my favorite reaction ever. See, this is why I like to surprise you with news.
That is like, I was surprised by that. That was again, Mexico's going to sue us.
They're suing gun manufacturers. You know that Smith & Wesson is like, okay.
No, Smith & Wesson is like, bitch, please. Like, what kind of madness is that? That's just...
I don't know.
That's so crazy. Meanwhile, I can't.
Seriously, best reaction you've ever had to news ever.
Is that not the dumbest thing, you guys? Is that?
I mean, it's really dumb.
But of course, there are lawyers that are like, I'll take it. I'll take the case. Right. I'll take it. I'm going to charge $500 an hour. I'll take it.
I got this. Thank you.
I got it. I'll take it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to build 5 more homes. I got it. I'll take it. I love lawyers. You guys can tell I love lawyers. I really do. There are like 4 that I like. 4. You know who you are.
I have some talks for you today. And the first one, now I think our female watchers and listeners will relate to this one the most. So you, I'm sure, like most women on the social media, especially Instagram, have, you get these direct messages from brands who are looking to like call you a boss babe and get you onto their team to like promote their brands or whatever. It's all bullcrap.
You can be an ambassador for our clothes. And then you look at the clothes and you're like, what, you want me to wear a tube top? I'm not going to, have you seen me? I mean, I'm like on a ranch in boots. These are almost 50. I'm not going to wear a tube top. I'm like, who? I think it's like a blanket thing. Yeah. At first I was like, well, that's sweet. Somebody wants me to be an ambassador for their, I'm not going to wear that. No.
Well, this girl did a TikTok about how those messages always go. And she does the best impression of how all of them are. You're going to love this.
Hey, babe. You're so pretty, girly. And we love your page, baby girl. Congratulations. Because we'd love to offer you the opportunity to post about our product for zero pay. This is a huge opportunity for you, girlfriend. Congratulations, star, heart, Please DM us back right away or else we will have to take this amazing, incredible opportunity away from you. XOXO, look forward to hearing from you. Hey, babe. You're
oh, God,
so-
I love her.
Right?
I love She's her. So That's great. Exactly how it goes. It's so great. You're like, who? No. No.
Anyway, those were my talks for today.
Okay, those are her talks, you guys.
Oh, somebody's asking what happened to Whitey. Oh, I'll tell you what happened to Whitey. Whitey continues to do his videos. I mean, a lot of people at this point have lost interest, I think, myself included. But Ralph Lauren has hired him. So he just was on a trip to Paris doing actual modeling.
Wait, is that like, the hot guy?
Yeah, that guy that did the eye roll, you know.
Ralph Lauren hired him?
Yeah, he's like with a modeling agency now and he did a Ralph Lauren like actual show in Paris with other professional models. And like, he's a huge big deal now. So that's
I
what
wonder if the other professional models hate him, you know?
They all seem to get along okay, but you never know. I don't know.
It's like Zoolander in the Jeep. They're all like, wake me up before you go. Yeah.
Yeah, so he's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, so. Oh, okay. Just for like rolling his eyes. God.
Well, and nice. Honestly, like his videos anymore, they're so all the same that I've just, okay, like now I'm done. You know what I mean? Like the eye roll was super hot and now
it's not.
I know you can do that and it's no longer hot.
Yeah, just
I'm done.
Really? Are you done? Okay. Mark, I hope your knee's better.
Thanks. I mean, I'm still wearing my brace thingy, so I still have to wear that all the time. But it feels all right. It's just got a lot of fluid in it. Oh, Cash look at Cashy Cash.
Cash wants you to have a good day. Hello, everybody. everybody say hi to Cash. Okay, you guys bring it in.
Bring it in.
Oh, Cash wants to bring it in. You guys have a great Thursday. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
The border crisis shows why we must fight to save America. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll discuss why I love America so much and why it's far more fragile than we realize. I hope you'll join me. Subscribe to the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.